Hey, thanks for the sound there. This is Christopher Cross. Welcome back to Group Therapy. Oh my goodness, it has been a long time. Forgive the sickness. Oh my goodness. I am still recovering from a very bad throat infection, but I decided I cannot deny everybody anymore. Oh my, oh my, oh my. What do we have cooking here? I am on a new mic, new equipment. So we've got places to go and people to see. So let's just inform all of our people on Facebook we are on. There we go. Now, where have I been? Where have I been? People have always asked me that. I just need to take some time off, get my own shit in order, and get rid of all the dick riders out there. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, just some of those dick riders out there, one, talent isn't sexually transmitted. So if you think you're going to get talent by dick riding with someone, sorry, it doesn't work that way. Second of all is when you let a dick rider or someone negative in your life, that just tends to really kill things, kill your buzz, kill your flow, however you want to put it. Now, I'm not sure what other people think, and to be perfectly honest here, I'm just trying to get a hold of a couple of people who want to be on the air tonight. So let's see if we can find the number here. Let's reset the setting here. Oh, but this is live and in living color. So let's go over a few things here that make things rather interesting. And if it sounds like I'm swallowing a microphone, I apologize because I probably am. New mic just working on the sensitivity issue. So I'm back doing security full time. And I work at a bunch of different clubs because I tend to make more money working for myself than I do other security companies. And I've got some interesting stories here. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to download something here while I'm on air to see whether or not it works. And if it does, we're awesome. If not, then we go to plan B. And what plan B is, I'm not really quite sure. But some of the things people choose to bring into clubs are absolutely fucking astounding. Like, oh, let's take a look here if this actually works. Okay, so I got a file here I'm uploading. And this is what you all you drunk people sound like. We're trying to talk your way out of dealing with talking about her. I don't know about the listeners out there, but I tend to question people when they try to bring booze into a club. You're going to a bar to drink, and you know you're going to get your bag searched. Why do you sit there trying to bring more booze into the club? And then when the bouncer goes, "What's this?" "Oh, I didn't know I had it. I forgot. I was hoping to drink it in the club." But it's just one of those silly fucking things people tend to deal with. Now, my personal favorite story here. Now, this is what I think you sort of sound like here.
What? English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Is how frustrated I get when I have to repeat things to people, such as coming outside with beers or drinks. If it's not a licensed patio, and you're told politely once that you gotta take a drink back inside, and you're sitting there, I eventually just go,
"What? English, motherfucker, do you speak it?"
And I tend to go over the board that way. But let's just take a look here. See, now everything's going cuckoo on me because I cannot get the person I want online. So if you're listening, Joseph, I'm online. So let's download me some tunage here. So this is going to be a bit of a lame show, as I said. This is going to be a bit of a lame show because I'm sort of done here, like white voice. Oh, here. Just give me a second here. Let's take a look here. No, I don't ignore you, lover boy. I don't ignore you, Joey. I'm just trying to get back in the swing of things and looking for a number I can call you. Anyways. Fuck, I sound like I'm dying here. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Now, I do got to comment on one thing. Now, this fucker shall remain nameless, but I got some spam in my inbox occasionally just putting on all my faults. And I'll keep it nameless. But I really, really am an asshole. And this is not in a bad way either, and I've gone over this before. There's a couple different kinds of assholes in the world. Those are the ones that you just want to throw in the traffic. And those are the ones who are just honest. Like, they'll tell you the way it is. And I'm the type of guy who will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear in some cases, but what you need to hear. So, and I tend to think out of the box. I tend to think differently than other people. That tends to piss people off. Where somebody will say, oh, but we all have to respect other people's opinions, and we have to keep everyone in a happy, safe place. No, that's bullshit. See, me, I'm the type of guy, I will respect you having an opinion, because everyone's entitled to an opinion. That's a God-given entitlement. But I am also going to tell you that when needed, that your opinion is wrong, and that's it. Because we are in a world right now where if somebody says to you, "Oh, yeah, you can't," like basically, if somebody said to you, "You can't say something about the risk of being labeled," like Bruce Jenner, and I refuse to call him Caitlyn because like he's gone back and forth now he wants to be a man again. So I like Caitlyn, Bruce, whatever the fuck your name is now. I suggest you sign up for the Marvel Cinematic Universe and go over to Fox, and they can put you in a superhero movie. Next summer, 2017, Caitlyn Jenner starring in X-Men. Okay, that's brutal even for me. Oh, man. But anyway, let's take a look here. What I'm going to do here is a song download so I can take a break and get some people online here. But if you're going to call in, you can call in via Skype. Or you can call in, area code 646-787-8197. Long distance charges do apply. And this will be one of those shows that will be done whatever you want to talk about. Now, I've got a few questions about the Black Lives Matter movement. That's a touchy subject because as security, some of the gigs I take, I'm actually a first responder, where I'm the one who has to call police, and in some cases administer first aid. And I have my own opinion about the Black Lives Matter movement. Not as much as the message you're trying to get across, I get. And I dig it. I'm totally for the message. I'm totally for the changes they want to put into place. But sometimes I think the message gets lost in some of the nonsense that comes across. And every political group has had this. But one thing I would put to the Black Lives Matter supporters, and this isn't me vilifying anybody, this isn't me taking sides, is when I talk to people at length about it, and it's almost a split where people feel like when you say Black Lives Matter, well, all lives matter. But the best explanation I heard is you have 30 people sitting at a table. We all need food. And everyone gets food but one guy, so we'll call him Brian. Brian needs food, and the other 29 people look at him, yeah, but we all need food. But that doesn't, and Brian's still plate is still empty, and that doesn't rectify the situation. Now, I've heard racist bullshit on both sides, from like it's a racist organization to I've even heard the rednecks get involved. the change needs to come from a review in policing. Now, people are going to say, oh, you're exhibiting your white male privilege. You're exhibiting your white male privilege. Now, white male privilege, like, you know what? I would love to sit down with some of these people and talk about my white male privilege, because I've had to scrape, claw, and fight my way up through the system. And I've been cut no breaks. So when somebody talks to me about the struggle, oh shit, I'm all for it. I can relate on just about every fucking level. But the one thing I am going to tell people is, bitch, I'm colorblind. I don't look at a person's skin. I don't look at a person's skin color. I don't look at a person's, like, complexion. I look at who they are, and I let their actions speak for them. So you could be black, white, brown, fucking pink polka dots, a whole fucking works. But what I'm going to sit there and say is, you let a person's actions speak for them, skin color is irrelevant. Because one thing I'm finding, especially working event security and club security, and I'm going to speak on sexual orientation as well, is I find people are using sexuality and skin color as a basis for their actions. And I've got a couple of stories to back this up. About a year ago now, I'm working on a club lineup about 90 people deep. So I'm directing traffic and everything. And I've got these three guys who come to the door, and I direct them to the end of the line. Like, you know, guys, busy night, sorry about this, but you gotta go to the end of the line. And they're being all silly and drunk, you know, whatever. So again, they try to walk into the club. It's like, guys, you know what? End of the line. Like, I've got 90 people ahead of you. You're going to get in. You just need to be patient. So again, a few minutes again, they try to push past me. So twice I'm polite. Third time it's like, you know what? I don't got time for this bullshit tonight. I'm directing traffic. I'm busy as hell. You guys want to get into the club? You just need to wait in line and just be patient. So at this point, and the kids may be blonde, maybe 22, start screaming, hate crime, hate crime. And I'm looking at him like, the fuck? And then three of his buddies come over with, like, so it's about four or five buddies come over. And he sits there, so they sit there and start getting like chirpy with me and getting not physically aggressive, but verbally aggressive. So in a situation like that, yeah, I'm going to take a bit of a defensive posture. And he sees I have a baton on my hip, which I carry for safety and combative reasons, to be perfectly honest. And he goes, well, we're going to make this a hate crime. Come on, pull it out. Hit me with it. Beat me. You're not letting me in the club because I'm gay. And at this point, his sexuality never came into place. So I'm like, dude, it's not that you're not gay. Like, gay, it's like you're not getting you're not cutting in front of 90 people. So I tell him and his friend, like, you know what, you can come back another night. So he goes as far as the police. So me being a responsible guard, I just get my car. Like, you know what, I think the cops may come, just want to hang out for a little bit. So we're talking. He comes up to me. What's the address of this place? I look at him like, oh, well, I'll tell the cops they come. The club. I'll tell the cops they come. What's your name? I point to my license number on my shirt. He goes, no, legally you have to give me your name. So again, he says, oh, you're in trouble, asshole cops. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So about 5 minutes later, he goes, you're a homophobe. Throws a $20. So for me, dude, like I said, like, this is a case, and I've got a couple other cases here, but what I'm going to do here, I'm just getting a message here. I'm going to go answer. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just feeling a little bit WWE-ish tonight. So I'm going to put on like a the mid song.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. You can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back like the future. I came to play to get my due pay. I guess you had a dream, but it can't be saved.
Across, I'm back. You know what? Now, one of those songs I did download came through so fucking finally. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be back in 3.5. I just sent a slow answering a message for someone. So we're going to go play a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for you. A little bit of a better selection. And sorry, anyways, fuck you with my show. You are listening to Group Therapy, the first show back from a very sick but willing Christopher Cross.
Bye.
That was Earthwind and Fire, and this is Christopher Cross. Oh, group therapy. Oh, I do apologize. I don't seem really into it tonight, like I said. Getting over a bad throat infection, and it kind of sucks. If you people argue with the bouncers, this is what you eventually sound like.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
I'm all over the place here. Parties in Toronto. Come to the Boat in Kensington, 158 Augusta Avenue, every Friday and Saturday night. We have some of the sickest DJs and the longest running dance parties in the Toronto area. We have Funk Off. We have Shadows of Motown, Get It Together, all that. Yacht Rock. Party. I'm running at least 8 years, 10 to 2:30 every Friday and Saturday night. You see me there, I'll be working the door on security. So 158 Augusta Avenue, the Boat in Kensington. Oh, just reading some stuff here too, and I'm going to be starting my own YouTube channel. So when I'm going to be on air on the podcast, I'm going to be live via video as well too. So I'm going to be sort of synchronizing the two, and then that way I'm going to start my way to reach a bigger audience, and the way I should have been from the beginning. Now, the other thing we're going to talk about and some of his music has always been awesome. Shout out to Justin Credible, still going. Shout out to Killer Kella, and then this guy is talented beyond belief, and I've had the privilege of working on a couple of one of his album covers, designing that for like Central Soldiers, C-Note from UJ Entertainment, and these are some of the underground acts that you guys got to support, because some of these guys have more talent than the cookie cutters you're seeing out there these days. But you know what? This is going to be one of those hours where, you know what, by the end of it, if I keep going on a solo trip, I am going to, you know what, I may just do that because I love the fucking show. But I restarted the channel here, and so you can see all the old shows. Anthony did a Teresa Venom. But we got, like, My Sense. We had a whole bunch of shows going. And people ask me why I stopped. And, well, it just became too much for me to handle all the shows and everything. And a lot of them I was producing on my own. Like, and this is, like, the only exception. Like, Teresa was awesome, and she... that lady has a work ethic. That is still fucking astounding. I would put in the effort to produce me and people going. And it just got to a point where, you know what, with me putting all the work plus my own stuff, it just got to the point where everything else started to suffer. And that was really not conductive for anything. So instead of the quality shows I was doing, the stuff I would get like uncut, they would be high. I'm here. Yay. But we're going to have some of our old guests back. We're going to have like the girls from Cake Stars. I'm going to go see if we can get them back on there again. We're going to have a couple of amazing women who run a website called The Feminist Project. And these are two very dear friends. And I would suggest going to feministproject.com. I would suggest going over there. And some of the stuff they publish is a good read. We're going to get security stories on here, some of my guard buddies, and we're going to swap some stories on here, some of the weirdest shit we've seen. I'm going to share one now. I was working on security and it's the unusual shit, but this is one I would like to hear from the ladies, is why would you bring a dildo to a party? Okay, so I just got a message from a coach. So 11 minute countdown. Well, I can still call you if you pick up your phone. Hello, McFly. Anyway, we're gonna try him again. Just because I'm.
Oh. The person you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message.
This is your medication is due. Please come to the front waiting area of the asylum. We have your medication. Message for Justin Credible. Your medication is waiting. Now, you call different people on there. Some people suggest I call my ex and everything, which I don't really agree with. What I will do is go through my phone book on my phone and call a bunch of people. Yeah, we are getting Justin Credible back. We're going to see if we get a few. I want to see if we can find a permanent co-host that when I'm 100%, I can keep my ass in line. So Valerie down in Florida, thank you so much for your support. Time off in my, I'll say in my experimentation phase, kept sending me emails saying we want the real show back on air. We want the original back on air. That was part of my reason for coming back. I'm going to give a shout out to a few people here that, no, just incredible, like, me, you're just fucking up. I love you. To my peeps down at the boat, and this is, like, all the guys from Night Moves, Mikey McFly, Keith Hamilton, the guys from, I see you come in and out of there, especially the guys from Night Moves, and Mikey McFly, I see you guys come in and out of there. And just bust your asses, but the one that sets the energy in a room, and a lot of DJs can come in and take lessons off this guy, and not because of this, so just because the energy he sets is Keith Hamilton. This guy can DJ, and DJ any idiot can put on music in this sort, so just bob your head. But the energy in the room that you do definitely notice, because I've seen him work different nights. And I noticed the difference in the feel of the room and the difference in the energy in the room. So we're looking at business or even long-term DJs who are maybe looking to revitalize yourselves, come into the boat one night at 158 Augusta Avenue. And you know what? Take some, listen to the way Keith Hamilton works a room. Listen to the way he works the music. And also the guys from Night Moves who run awesome parties. And like shout the motel off. And to Breako, the Super Serbian, dude, you still need to do that gig in your G-string. I'm going to hold you to that anyways. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am going 30 minutes in with a voice that sounds like I have been punched in the throat. This is beginning to fucking suck. But, you know, let's wait for this incredible again. Now, just incredible, like, and I must say one thing about promoters too, is me and Justin have done a couple of shows, no problem, but we've got these over-entitled promoters, and we're getting security more promoters who think because they bring 10 people into the house, you should get on their knees and suck their dick. Or their non-existent bitch dick, as it were. Now, to all you promoters who think you're hot shit, is let's get something straight here. And this is she had a few people. Is I work security for the venue, and when I work security, I will work in the best interest of safety, not for your pocketbook, not for the venue's pocketbook, the best interest of safety and everybody in their staff included. So if I need a DJ back and throw him out of the club, because he's acting like a fucking idiot, he's going out. Same with you, because I've thrown promoters out of their own fucking events because they're acting like fucking sweaty nut sacks. So, and this is where a lot of the problems the promoters, the DJs, don't respect the venue. They don't respect the owners, they don't respect the venue, they don't respect security. They come in there like we're entitled pieces of shit. Thinking they own everything, and this is like their first dance party. You know what? Do 8 years of a dance party, then maybe I'll give you a little head. But when you until you prove yourself, nobody in the industry owes you yet. So the time now, we're 30, we're about a half hour into the show, and we're gonna see if we can get the cocksucker online. Are you online? I cannot hear you. All right. Well, interesting people. So I'm going to Steve Allen. Steve Allen. People sharing my post today, which I appreciate. Back as big as it used to be. And share a post when you see me go on there. Share my post. Call into the show. Let me know if you want to appear on with a co-host. And we can spend an hour shooting the shit. I've got about 25 minutes. I've got about 35 minutes, and my voice is about ready to die. And unfortunately, for those of you who know me, I do the daddy thing, so I'm the angry daddy I'm going to keep in the play. So I will be back probably in the weekend and make sure the coast and everything is straightened out. So this is a short show of group therapy at the asylum, and I am Christopher Cross. Now, we're going to have a YouTube channel coming up. We're going to have a regular co-host, a guest co-host, the whole fucking yard. Who can't have me keep going. And I want to thank all my supporters, the shout outs to so many people. There's one part out there I want to give just one big, huge shout out to. Now this guy is one of the fairest guys I've ever worked for, and this is one of the best fan owners I've ever had the privilege of meeting. So for all you promoters and DJs out there who are looking for a chance to get into the industry, it was the guy to talk to. So my name. Oops, I've been tagged. Hang on a second. I may actually be staying on. After I felt shout to the boss. Let's take a look here. All right. So my co-host right there is basically gonna boot fuck his phone. So don't worry. We'll get this right now for the next 10 minutes. I'll let you know. I'm here. So I'm gonna call it a night. For Justin Cradle, who is an absentee tonight, for all my patients at the asylum, and for all the fucking awesome people who I know will eventually come. My name is Christopher Cross, and I will be back in a couple of days.